Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Tuesday, February 27th, episode number 726. And that's right, we've had another anniversary. Yes, February 24th was marked the end of the fourth season of the Fantasy Blink. So we are, heading into season five now. This episode begins a brand new season. Hard to believe, 2020. We started chatting away, and we haven't stopped yet. Still going strong. So, welcome to season number five on the Fantasy Blink. All right, let's talk a little fantasy sports, right? We got hockey shaping up to be a pretty fun finish at the top. It's pretty close to settled as far as who the six teams that will be represented in the playoffs will be, but still a little bit to be decided at the top. Stinky, myself, and Tang will be battling for the top two seeds and the bye in the first round. I'm taking on Canada, Mark and Liam in Canada this week, Canada 2, and I'm not sure who Tang's got or Stinky's got, but I'll have my hands full, and then it's Stinky versus Kamish, mano y mano, in the last week of the regular season to be able to make a little statement going into the playoffs. Basketball wrapping up this week. We have this final week left before the playoffs start. And as of right now, J-Lev has the number one seed. And right now, as we look at the standings, Canada is the two seed. And Barry will be in the number three seed, so missing out on that bye week. Still a little bit to be decided at the bottom of the playoff battle, but pretty close to wrapping that one up as well. Exactly. So today I want to talk about free agents. Now, obviously, I won't be able to go over every single one of the free agents. But what I did is I just went on and looked it up last night, and I looked at one particular site that had what they consider to be the top 100. Free agents. Now, not all of these would be. A lot of them are offensive linemen, or they're defensive linemen, or they're safeties, or whatever, which is great in IDP, but doesn't really have a lot of bearing on your regular standard fantasy football league. So I followed that for about the first 30 or 40, and then started kind of picking and choosing between the more interesting offensive guys. So I will get into that, and I'm trying to look something up. Let's see. I hate to do this on the air, so what I'll do is watch. I can do this. I can pause. And look at that. Just like that, I'm back. Didn't even notice that took me a couple of minutes to look something up. So, got it. All right, let's get into the free agents. And this, like I say, the first handful are as ranked in terms of importance, I guess, or value, or I don't know exactly how you would say that. But Chris Jones would be the number one, considered the number one most important free agent to deal with. Sounds like the Chiefs will be able to figure this one out, mainly because Chris Jones, much to the displeasure, I'm sure, of his agent, said that he is going to play for the Chiefs. So that, loses a little bargaining power, but that's okay. I think he'll be all right regardless of what what he comes back and plays for. It will he will still be a very wealthy man, and he will be on a very good team. So Chris Jones will more than likely, almost 95%, will be back with the Chiefs as long as they want him, and I would assume they want him. Kirk Cousins falls in the number two. Decisions for Minnesota. He likes it there, and I think that would be his first choice to stay there if it were up to him. That, of course, is also up to the Minnesota Vikings, and checking in to see how quickly and how smoothly he's coming back from injury. But obviously, he has been pretty successful there, and getting to that to the latter stages of his career, kind of would like to settle there. But if, for some reason, Minnesota feels like they want to move in a different direction, get a little bit younger, maybe at quarterback, they're not necessarily a team that is built to challenge for a title right now, so maybe they're going to look a little bit to the future. You know, maybe Kirk Cousins ends up somewhere else. Possibly Atlanta would be a nice fit. It could be great there. Among others, certainly Tampa Bay, looking for a quarterback, depending on what they want to do with Baker Mayfield. We'll get into him later, but more than likely, I think Kirk Cousins is probably going to end up back with the Minnesota Vikings. Josh Allen, edge rusher for, I didn't write down all the names of the teams. I think Josh Allen is Jacksonville. Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle, is in there. Brian Burns on the edge. I believe he's Carolina. Legarius Sneed, another one Kansas City has to deal with at the cornerback, probably one of the best cornerbacks in the league, Sneed, and they will have to figure out a way to lock up both these guys on defense and then still have money left to go out and get a wide receiver, right? Every year they've got to get a new wide receiver. Justin Madubuike, defensive tackle. Antoine Winfield, safety, is a free agent for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He had an amazing year, so they will have to figure out a way to lock him up. Now, a lot of these guys can be franchised, right? Anybody can be franchised if the team is willing to make the commitment. Financially, it gets pretty expensive with these guys, but for some of them might be the way to go, and really a large handful of them probably ultimately will get franchised. Daniel Hunter, edge rusher, is next. Mike Evans is a free agent. Doesn't seem likely that he's going back to Tampa Bay, so, you know, possible landing spots. I think he'd be a nice fit in Los Angeles with the Chargers. I would have no problem with that, but Mike Evans could definitely end up finishing out his career on another roster, which would be kind of weird to see him in a uniform other than Tampa Bay. Jalen Johnson, cornerback. Michael Pittman, wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. Very likely that he's either going to be franchised or he's going to be signed up to a long-term deal. Tyron Smith, offensive tackle in Dallas, is a free agent. Saquon Barkley, free agent. Doesn't sound like they are interested in franchising him, so it just comes down to whether they want to fork over the cash and bring him back or whether he ends up with another team. Jonathan Greenard, he is an edge rusher. Calvin Ridley is a free agent. 29 years old, very up-and-down season with Jacksonville. Very possibly doesn't end up back in Jacksonville. Mike, my handwriting failed me on this one. It was getting late. Mike Nenmu, offensive guard, New England. Leonard Williams, defensive end for Seattle. They actually traded for him early in the season from the Giants, and he is a free agent and will need to be dealt with. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, safety in Detroit. Bryce Huff, edge rusher for the Jets. Kendall Fuller, cornerback for the Commanders. Xavier McKinney, safety for the Giants. All these guys have to be dealt with. Kyle Duggar, IDP stud, safety for the New England Patriots. Marquise Brown, definitely going to be looking for a new home. He clearly is not a fit for the system in Arizona, and I think they realize that too. And I think they're taking a wide receiver early in the draft this year. So Marquise Brown will be looking for a new a new landing spot for him, and I'm curious to see where that is because I think he's got talent, just needs to be in the right situation. Stephon Gilmore, cornerback for the Cowboys. Frankie Louvu, linebacker for the Carolina Panthers. Robert Hunt, he's a guard, offensive guard for Miami. Patrick Queen, linebacker. So the Baltimore Ravens did not pick up the fifth-year option on Patrick Queen, and now he hits the free agent market. We'll see if he stays with Baltimore. I kind of like him in that system. So just a matter of whether they will fork over the cash for him. Lloyd Cushenberry, center for the Denver Broncos. Jacoby Brissett is a free agent. Thought he should have played a lot more for the Commanders this year. He's actually better than Sam Howell, in my opinion. But, you know, they had their agendas, needed to give the young guy a chance. Baker Mayfield, as mentioned before, is a free agent, has started talks with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't see why they wouldn't bring him back. It's just a matter of term and money, probably. But he did lead them to the playoffs, won the division. Derrick Henry is a free agent. Best landing spot for him, probably the Baltimore Ravens. I can see that happening. Gabe Davis is a free agent. I could see him. Oh, I could see him going somewhere like, you know, he'd fit really well in Kansas City, right? Another guy that that disappoints at the wide receiver position. Chase Young is a free agent for the San Francisco 49ers. They traded for him midway through the season. Really did not fit all that well in that system, and he doesn't really fit all that well in any system, as he is Jadeveon Clowney reborn. Just a pass rusher, doesn't really do anything against the run, so he becomes quite the liability. Dalton Schultz is a free agent. Houston Texans, Josh Jacobs. Raiders are definitely not going to be franchising him. I could see Josh Jacobs ending up with the Chargers as a nice fit for that running system that they're going to be instituting. Hunter Henry is a free agent for the Patriots. Curtis Samuel, wide receiver for the Commanders. Tony Pollard is a free agent for the Dallas Cowboys. They are more than likely not going to franchise him again, and he will be able to hit the open market. Darnell Mooney. What happened to Darnell Mooney, right? 1,000-yard season a couple years ago, or real close to it, and then just, you know, just it was the quarterback, was it the system, was it his health, was it, did he get a case of the drops? I don't know, but here's one that would look really good again. Another one that would look good maybe with the Chiefs, right? Could fit into that system. No problem. Ryan Tannehill is a free agent. There are rumors abound that he could end up with a starting job somewhere. Not sure exactly, you know, where that would be. Possibly the Patriots? I don't know. K.J. Osborne is a free agent. DeAndre Swift, running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, who was, in my opinion, completely underused, especially around the goal line. But, you know, that's Jalen Hurts territory. OBJ is a free agent. Austin Eckler is a free agent. I still believe Eckler has a lot left in the tank. I think he was dinged up last year with that high ankle sprain early in the year and never really recovered. He's never been a breakaway speed guy. So those that say he's lost a step, well, I would argue no, he hasn't. Watch any of his workouts and you'll know that that's not the case. But he was never a fast guy to begin with, right? So he's going to have to accept a secondary role, right, as the pass catcher. And he's shown a nose for the end zone. So, you know, there's still definitely value there. But Austin Eckler's probably going to be looking for a new team, which is a bummer. But that's the way the league goes. J.K. Dobbins is a free agent. He will be looking for a new club. See how his recovery goes with the Achilles. Tyler Boyd is a free agent. And they're going to franchise T. Higgins. So I think they're going to they're going to go ahead and let Tyler Boyd go, and unless they can get just a smoking hometown deal. Jameis Winston is a free agent. Gardner Minshew, a free agent. Tyrod Taylor and Michael Thomas. And I didn't notice Devin Singletary in the discussion or on the list at all, and he is also a free agent. So that's kind of a rundown of, you know, the bigger names, especially the bigger offensive, the offensive guys and what we're looking at. And again, some of these guys, and I would say probably it's more likely that some of these top-end defensive players start seeing some franchise tags. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot going in the way of offensive guys that will get franchised. I just don't see possibly Michael Pittman could maybe get that, but I don't really think there's anybody else on this list from an offensive side of the ball that will get the franchise tag. So that's a rundown on the free agents. So I got to keep you in the loop, got to update you, let you know where we are at in the Oscar chase. I had a very productive weekend. I had 5 movies to go: Past Lives, Anatomy of a Fall, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest, and American Fiction. All still needed to see those, and I knocked out 3 of the 5. Yeah, so Past Lives and Anatomy of a Fall were easy rents on Amazon. Was able to get those, just $4.99 each, no problem. Both good movies, both have subtitles. Yeah, I know, it's exhausting when you get into these movies with subtitles, and they didn't need to. Right, they could have done this without, because they were speaking English about half of the time in both of these movies. So I don't see why they couldn't just continue to, you know, finish it out in English. Maybe they do that for effect, right? Past Lives was about a couple from South Korea that were childhood friends, and the girl moved from South Korea, immigrated from South Korea to America. Well, no, to Canada. Sorry, they went to Canada first, and then she ended up in New York with aspirations to be a writer. And the boy stayed in South Korea, and then they kind of followed a timeline 6 years later, 12 years later, and they reconnected, of course, and the woman character had since married, and, you know, a lot of the movie was spent just with them reuniting and wrestling with you know, the challenges of, you know, my life. I've moved on with my life, but yet you know, I missed the past. So Good movie. I don't know that it's going to win any major awards, but it was worth the watch. Anatomy of a Fall was about, it was based in the French Alps, and it was about a family, it was assumed that he had committed suicide by jumping off of the deck of their two-story home and hitting his head, and then it turned into more of a murder mystery, and was it the wife that did it? And it got into a whole lot of, you know, basically following the trial throughout. And you know, interesting story, left me wondering, definitely at the end. So I think they wanted to make you feel like there was a clear ending, but I still went away from it not really knowing exactly the truth of the matter. So, you know, see it. Check it out. See what you think about the ending of that one. And then I went to the theater over the weekend and saw Poor Things. What a wild, crazy, and great movie. I feel like this one is going to garner a lot of awards. It starred now of course the actress is going to escape me. Yes, the wonder of pause. Emma Stone plays the lead character in this one. Willem Dafoe plays the mad doctor. Mark Ruffalo plays what would we call him? He kind of is the opportunist in this one, but this is not going to be for everyone. Okay, I'm gonna preface it by saying that, right? It's extremely raunchy. It is gory in that there's a lot of medical stuff in it, but it is an incredible story, and really the acting in it is absolutely top notch, and I think it is going to it's going to garner some awards for sure. So I highly recommend Poor Things that you see it, but go into it knowing that it is not for the faint of heart, and definitely do not take your children to see Poor Things. It's not that kind of a movie. And so I'm left with, that's eight down now and two to go, The Zone of Interest and American Fiction. And I saw, I did a little quick search of my local theater, and they are in fact bringing these movies back to the theater for limited engagements starting on Friday. So I will be able to hopefully catch each of these, and I don't know if I'll get them both on the weekend, but I think I'll at least get one knocked out on this weekend, and then certainly we'll be able to get them both taken care of before the Oscars on March 10th. So that's where I'm at, and once I get these two in the books, I will do an actual rundown. I'll do some predictions and go over my picks for who's going to win what in the 96th annual Oscar Awards, for those that care, right? Most of you tuned in to hear about sports. Instead, you got movies. Well, I gave you a little bit of sports, but, you know, either way. That's going to do it for me. The music is playing, and it's Tuesday, and I've got a staff meeting. So, for the Fantasy Blink, I am the Commish. Welcome to the fifth season. Happy anniversary to the show. I am Brian Baines, and I am...